In New York, Attorney General Letitia James is considering a lawsuit to address big problems at Rikers Island Jail. The New York City complex is overcrowded, gang violence is rampant, and the jail is dealing with a serious outbreak of COVID. It's gotten so bad the guards didn't show up for their shift 2,700 times in August. The city is suing the union that represents the corrections officers to get them back to work. Here's Governor Kathy Hochul at a press conference last Friday.
No one, no inmate, no corrections officer, no family members who visit should have to witness the reality of Rikers as it exists today.
Let's bring in Jonathan Lippman. He is the former chief judge of New York, and he chaired the commission that came up with a plan to close Rikers. Jonathan, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Good to speak with you.
I think it's fair to say that Rikers, one of the most infamous jails in the country. So when you hear about what's happening there right now, does any of it surprise you?
Not really. Rikers is a hellhole. It's a stain on the soul of New York City, and it needs to be closed, and it needs to be closed as quickly as possible.
People are dying there. Last Sunday, the 11th this year, died at Rikers. Lawyers say that Issa Abdul Karim, he had COVID, and that he was also there on a technical parole violation. What is that exactly, and why is that important in this context?
Yeah, it's like if you fail to make a parole appearance or you fail to make a curfew, it is the silliest thing in the world that we're keeping people on these kinds of nonviolent technical violations in jail. Jail should be a last resort. If you're not violent, why in the world would you put somebody into one of these places where you come out as much more likely to commit a crime than you do when you went in? So the idea is to keep people out of these horrible places.
The sad irony, though, is that Karim just barely failed to qualify for release. The governor had just said last week that she was going to free up to 200 people, or nearly 200 people, who were accused of these minor violations. She also signed a bill that would stop people from getting locked up for that reason in the first place. Reflect on that for a minute. What kind of difference would the governor's plan make?
Oh, I think it's a positive step forward, a really significant step. And you get hundreds of people who will not be there. But you know what? It's not enough. It's a beginning step. We have to decarcerate, get less people in that place. We have to improve conditions. We have to get corrections officers to show up. And we have to move swiftly to close Rikers Island once and for all. It is an abomination.
Would releasing 190, 200 people from Rikers actually improve the conditions?
Yeah, sure it will. But you have today, 6,000 people there. Let's get local jails built to replace Rikers, more humane, smaller, with light and air in the community, and close down this symbol of mass incarceration. We know mass incarceration doesn't work. This idea of one way in, one way out, out of sight, out of mind, which is what Rikers is a disaster. And I think we have the plan in place, the resources to do it, but we've got to get things under control in the meantime and not let people who are not violent, not have them die in this place or be the victim of violence or a traumatic event that lives with them for the rest of their lives.
You said a word that I think is important, in the meantime, because the plan would take time. It's so bad right now that correctional officers, they're not coming to work. Detainees, they're not making it to their court dates. It's violent inside that jail. Is there any way in the meantime to operate this jail safely?
Yes, we have to get less people in there, put people on supervised release or work release, and insist that people who are entrusted with public duties meet their responsibilities, like the corrections officers. And if they need help in terms of having officers at Rikers, the NYPD should pitch in, or the state should provide resources.
Private security, is that on the table, do you think?
No. That's not a solution. We know that doesn't work. It's not necessary. We have other resources in this state that can make this work, starting in New York City with the NYPD. This can be done, but it has to be done now. You have a new reform-minded commissioner in charge of the Department of Corrections, and we have to follow that lead with, again, reducing the population, getting people out of there, getting officers in there, and having a place that is not a threat to not only the inmates, but the people who work there.
I know long-term you want it closed, and you were on the commission that figured out a plan how to do that by 2026, 5 years away now at this point. Do you think it's on track to happen by then?
Oh, yes. The court challenges have been turned back. It is on track. The bidding has gone out, and this must be done. There'll be some problems, and that you have a change of administration in the middle of all of this, but I think this can go smoothly. It cannot be used as a jail by the end of 2026. That's the law passed by the city council, and we have to follow it and make sure that happens. Human lives are at stake.
Jonathan Lippman is former chief judge of New York. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Delight to be with you.